today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
My God, down in Townsville, the excitement is fever pitch standard. Listen to this, for those who are not so lucky to score a ticket. A huge street party is planned for Flinders Street tomorrow night, including performances by big name acts like Jessica Mauboy, Birds of Tokyo and Busby Maroo Morau. So it's all happening down there. The NRL's transporting two semi-trailers worth of gear, including flame towers, pyrotechnic equipment for the entertainment extravaganza. It goes on and on. Anyway, it says here that Townsville's epic State of Origin series opener could open the floodgates for major events, etc., etc. Finishing touches being applied. Queensland Country Bank Stadium, the city itself ahead of tomorrow night's historic match. Live sites have been set up. Live sites throughout Townsville, because they're only catering for 27,000, 28,000. So live sites set up. Bars have been maroon washed. Extra late night ferries have been scheduled to take people home to Magnetic. 12,000 pies. 15,500 litres of beer, 500 litres Bundaberg rum delivered to the stadium. Well, an extra 2,000 seats have been added to take the capacity to more than 27,000. I've actually got a gentleman on the line who's involved in this, and I feel guilty because he's probably flat out, but he's taken off a few minutes to give us an update. National Manager, Clifton Production, Phil Harris. Hello, Phil.
Hi, John. How are you going?
How big a challenge has this been at short notice?
Oh, massive. We wouldn't... Normally we'd take months to plan something like this, and we had under two business days. So it's been a huge challenge, but a very rewarding one.
Are you sleep deprived?
Very much so. I don't know if I'll be awake for the game tomorrow night. We'll see.
Yeah. Now the message would have come through. What did the message say? What did they demand that you do within, I don't know, 48 hours or whatever?
We started talking on Friday night at 7 o'clock. I wasn't going to answer my phone actually, but it was a number I didn't recognise, and I thought, "Oh, if someone's ringing at 7 o'clock on a Friday, it must be important." And it was Stadiums Queensland, and they said, "Oh, what? You know, can we look at doing 2,000 seats next week?" And we worked over the weekend on some drawings, and Monday. Yet to be decided, and by Monday afternoon we were doing it, and by Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. we were loading trucks out of Brisbane.
Oh wow!
So normally that process would take months, but it's been very successful. The result's been great.
Was there a specific colour requested?
There wasn't. We do actually have quite a large stock of blue seats that reside in Queensland, but we also have a large stock of grey seats, which has turned out great actually, because they match the existing seats in the stadium. So it looks really good. Yeah.
So what would the total capacity be now? I keep hearing 27 or 28. Would it be somewhere in between? Would it?
It is. Yeah. So there's roughly. Bang on 2,000 seats that we've put up, but they're also adding some standing areas around the ground as well, which is going to increase capacity a little bit. So I think they're still playing with those numbers, but it's somewhere between 27 and 28.
I don't know what the weather report's saying rain-wise tomorrow night. I suppose you've had a bit of a glance. Are some of those out in the that might be prone to the weather?
They are in the open there. The roof does cover a portion of them, but it's we've basically created that cauldron effect by closing off the open end of the ground. So it is out in the open there.
What will the view be like for those people?
Oh, it's great. I've actually just come down from the stand myself to take the call, and the view's excellent.
Mm. Did you see what they're putting in there tomorrow? 12,000 pies, 15,500 beers, 500 Bundy rums. It goes on and on. It's incredible, isn't it, what they're expecting to happen in Townsville? I mean, 2 weeks ago, nobody could have dreamed this was about to happen.
No, and us also. But, those numbers are pretty impressive. I think it's going to be one hell of a party up here tomorrow night.
Now, at least, Phil, you know what you're capable of at very short notice.
True. Although I hope we don't get stretched like this all the time. It's been a push, but it's been very good, because we've had a number of people have been out of work or haven't had much work in our industry, in the events industry. It's very hard. It's been very bad through COVID. And so as a result, we've been able to pull on a massive amount of resources because they've all would all be normally busy doing other projects. So it's been, on that front, it's been really good.
It's been a windfall, actually. Great news. Yeah. Good on you, Phil. Yeah. Good to talk to you. And thanks for coming away from what you were busy doing.
That's okay. We'll get back to it. We're just putting some seat numbers in at the moment. So we'll get back to it and finish it off. Thanks very much,
very
John.
Very kind of you. Phil Harris there, National Manager, Clifton Productions, down there in Townsville. Coming